Lesson 3. Finding the Exodus from Genesis to Revelation. Lesson 2 identified a very important theme that recurs throughout the Bible. While the Garden of Eden is a prevalent theme that helps develop the overarching biblical plot line of redemption, this second theme receives even more attention from Genesis to Revelation. This week, you'll find that the Exodus of Israel from Egypt is not a singular, isolated event in the Bible. Exodus means to depart from, by simple definition. The first 15 chapters of the book of Exodus records the events leading up to and directly following the great event from which the book got its title. One verse that sums up the tale very concisely is in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 10. "I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." While this historical event physically occurred in Exodus 14 when Israel crossed the Red Sea, officially putting Egypt, Pharaoh, and everything that was bondage behind them, this event meant something much greater than physical salvation from Pharaoh. You're about to see that the Exodus was one of the most concrete events in the mind of the biblical Jew. This concrete impression helped the Jew put a face to the name, as it were. The face being departing from physical bondage and exile, the name being redemption from spiritual exile, or sin. Now that we've established some ground rules, let's begin the task of finding the Exodus from Genesis to Revelation. The very first prophecy of redemption is found in Genesis 3:15, where God said, "The seed of woman would crush the head of Satan." This is a white-collar way of describing the fact that God would redeem or ransom man from the bondage of sin's consequences. In Genesis 3:23, Adam and Eve are sentenced to exile from the Garden of Eden. The consequences of their sin wrote sweat, pain, and turmoil. See verses 16 to 19 of chapter 3 again. These physical consequences help remind Adam and Eve of the spiritual bondage that comes with sin, and the fact that they begin to die physically help them put a face to the name of spiritual death. Not coincidentally, Adam and Eve are in exile as early as Genesis 3, verse 23, and that's exactly where the seed is found in the last word of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 26. The seed is found in Egypt. Egypt would soon become a name and a place that would elicit every memory of exile, pain, bondage, and death. Just the thought of Egypt would make a Jew reach for his Xanax tablets. And if that were not enough, God helped Israel annually remember the Exodus from Egypt in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. See Exodus 13, verses 8 through 10. And so it was that Egypt became the national symbol of spiritual death to any and everyone in Israel. Now suppose you're a Jewish prophet with some curly sideburns for a moment. If you wanted to preach a message to an audience of Jews, and the message was, "God will ransom you from your sins," what symbol would best get the message across? You got it. That's exactly what the prophet Zechariah does when preaching about the coming redemption to the Jews who had returned from Babylonian exile. In 520 BC, Zechariah says, "I will redeem them." He then illustrates the point like this. Zechariah 10, verse 10 through 11. "I will also bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I'll bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon until no more room is found for them. He shall pass through the sea with affliction and strike the waves of the sea. All the depths of the river shall dry up. Then the pride of Assyria shall be drowned and the scepter of Egypt shall depart." This is perhaps the most explicit imagery of the Exodus in prophecy used to describe redemption from sin. Nonetheless, the Bible abounds with this type of imagery, and you'll need to watch for such symbolism to better understand your Bible. Here's a non-exhaustive list of prophetic imagery in the Old Testament, imagery depicting Israel's impending or current judgment as similar to when they were in Egypt. See article for list of scriptures. Here's a prophetic imagery describing a future exodus from the bondage of sin. Also, see article for list of scriptures. This is not an exhaustive list. When will exodus from sin occur? This is the same as asking, when will the Redeemer come? Whenever the seed of Genesis 3:15 comes, that's when God's people will be led in exodus from sin. Each of the Gospels presents historical accounts of Jesus Christ's life, proving that he was the embodiment of all messianic prophecies. One of those messianic promises was that he would be a prophet like Moses, Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 to 19. Thus, if Jesus is going to fulfill all prophecy, he will have to behave like Moses, at least in part. Nicholas Perrin says, "Jesus not only saw himself as a Moses redux, but he also went out of his way to position himself accordingly. Some of this positioning was achieved through Jesus' choice of words, some of it through his own engineering of circumstances, and some of it just simply through providential serendipity. When reading the Gospels with a critical eye, you'll notice the subtle ways that Jesus acts like Moses and even Israel as he leads the people through a new Exodus, which consummates with his death on the cross of the Red Sea, pun intended. This is part one in the study of finding the Exodus from Genesis to Revelation. Hope you enjoyed the study as much as I have. Next week, log on and discover the evidence for a New Testament fulfillment of the Exodus.